Good morning and welcome again to Words of Faith. Thank you for tuning in today. It's great to have you listening, and we appreciate so much your joining us so that we can spend some time studying the Bible together. Now, if you have your Bible available, we're looking at Luke chapter 11 this morning. Luke chapter 11, we're starting the chapter today, and we're going to begin today a discussion of the very important topic of prayer. As a matter of fact, we're going to look, Lord willing, at this topic all week. The subject of praying to God. Now, next week, we're going to go into a completely different topic that we find in Luke chapter 11, and that is the subject of blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of controversy about that, a lot of questions about that. So, Lord willing, next week, we will talk about the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. But today and this week, we want to talk about the very important subject of prayer. So let's begin reading here in Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Here the Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." Now, one of the things that you notice right away about this is that Jesus spends a lot of time praying. We've already seen that in the book of Luke many times. We've seen that he would depart into a wilderness, into a mountain, into a solitary place, so that he could spend time between himself and the Heavenly Father. And so, before Jesus begins to teach them by word here in Luke 11, he has already taught them by example many times. And how important that is. How important it is for children to see their father praying. How important it is for little children to know that their mother prays. How important it is for people that are not Christians to see other Christians bowing their heads before they eat, before a meal, and offering thanks for their food. How important that is for other Christians to see those Christians bowing their heads and giving thanks. So we might say that one of the first ways that we teach about prayer is by example, by praying ourselves. And the Lord himself, the Bible says here, is praying in a certain place. I want to remind you again, folks, of who it is that we're talking about when we say that Jesus prayed. We're talking about the Lord Jesus. We're talking about the Christ. We are talking about the sinless Son of God. We're talking about God manifest in the flesh. And yet, although he was sinless, although he was God in the flesh, the Bible says he is constantly praying in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So if Jesus himself prayed like he did, if he saw fit and he saw need to pray all these times that we read about in the Bible, folks, those records, those verses, verses like this one, are not in there by accident. They're telling us that we need to pray constantly today. And notice that the Bible says that his disciples waited until he was finished. They didn't interrupt him. They knew that it was important for him to pray. And I believe that sometimes today, when it comes to Christians praying, we're afraid that somebody's going to interrupt. Or we allow other things to interrupt our prayer life and distract us. Now that shouldn't be. We ought to have more faith in God. We ought to be more dedicated and more committed, and we ought to focus and concentrate our minds upon the Heavenly Father and pray to Him and give thanks to Him, because he is the only one that we are to pray to. So the Bible says that Jesus is here praying in a certain place. So he is leading. He is teaching by example. So when he gets done praying, when he ceased, one of his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Just as John, that is John the Baptist, also taught his disciples. So John the Baptist had disciples. Now a disciple is a student. A disciple is a learner. A disciple is somebody that's being taught by his teacher. And so John the Baptist had these learners that the Bible calls disciples. And one of the things that he spent time with them about was the subject of prayer. Now, you look at this and you might say, well, but these were religious people, weren't they? I mean, they believed in God, and so they knew about prayer, didn't they? Didn't they know that you could pray or should pray to God? Well, yes, they did. And so do many people today. Now, when you look at surveys, for instance, you find that there's a good portion, sometimes a majority of people in those surveys who say that they pray to God, and some that say that they pray on a regular basis. So if you ask people, well, do you know what praying is? I mean, what is prayer? Most people know what it is. So this disciple is asking more about prayer than just what is prayer? What do you do when you pray? They knew that you prayed to God. But what they're asking here is, Lord, we need help in this. We need instruction. We need educating on this, just like John the Baptist taught his disciples. And folks, that covers a lot of ground. When we talk about teaching other people to pray, it doesn't just mean to teach them that they ought to pray, because by the way that Jesus responded here, he talks to them about how they're to pray and what they're to pray for, some of the main things that they're to mention in their prayers. So when we look at that then, what this means is that we're not only as preachers and teachers of the Word of God to teach people that they are to pray, we're to teach them what to pray for, we're to teach how to pray, we're to teach who to pray for, we're to teach when to pray, we're to teach about what kind of person we're to be when we pray, and when God listens to us and when God does not listen to us. You see, a lot of people just jump right into this subject and say, well, I do pray to God sometimes, and yes, I do know that the Lord hears me because I do pray to Him, and they don't really understand prayer. They really don't understand what the Bible says about this subject of praying to God. So when the Bible says here that one of Jesus' disciples wants him to teach them about prayer, we need to listen very carefully to what the Lord says, and we also need to listen very carefully to what the rest of the Bible says about this subject. So today what I want to do is I want to look at some general teaching in the Bible about prayer before we get into Jesus' response here. And let me begin with this. When we talk about praying, the Bible shows that it's not just anybody who can pray to God and expect to be heard by Him. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9, the Bible says, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination." So the Bible tells us here that if a person does not listen to, if he does not regard the Bible itself, if he looks at the Bible and he turns away his face from it and says, well, I'm not going to do that, or if he just neglects to do it and says, I'm going to live the way that I want to, I don't believe that, I'm not going to follow that, the Bible says that when that man prays, his prayer is disgusting to God. It is an abomination to God for a man to turn away his face and turn away his ear from the law of God and then pray to God and expect God to listen to him. Now again, folks, we would ask this question. If somebody is not going to do you right, if somebody is going to pay you absolutely no attention as to what you wish and what you want in your life, when that person comes to you and asks you for something, how are you going to feel about that? You're going to look at that person and be aggravated. You're going to be disgusted. Because if that person wants you to listen to him and wants you to do something for him, but he's not willing at all to reciprocate, he's not willing at all to do anything for you, and he's not even willing to listen to you, well, that's the kind of request that you're going to look at and just get aggravated about. So the Bible shows us that if we expect to be heard by God, then we're going to have to be willing to listen to God. And if we're not, then we're not in a position to pray to God. So let's have our hearts right, and if we want God to listen to us when we pray, we must be willing to listen to God and have our hearts open to Him. Now let's assume for the present purpose that a person is listening to, is following, is obeying the Word of God. There are still some other things that we need to remember when we talk about praying to God, if we're following God's will, if we're God's children, if we have obeyed the gospel and we're walking in the light of God's word, we still need to remember some things that the Bible teaches us about prayer. For instance, the Bible says that when we pray to God, we must pray in faith. Look at James chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. In James 1, verse 5, the Bible says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God." There's the prayer. Now, he's talking to Christian people here. And he says, "that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." So James says, if a man is going to pray to God, he needs to pray in faith. The man that he's talking about here, first of all, is a child of God. He is a Christian. Secondly, this person is to pray in faith. He is to believe. He is to have faith in God. Now, the second thing that I want to point out here about praying is that we can't just think up anything that we want to and just imagine or dream something and then ask God about it and expect Him to deliver it to us. Because the Bible says that we must pray according to His will. Now, when we talk about His will, we have His revealed will in the Bible. And we certainly must not pray for something that the Bible says we have no right to pray for. There are people that ask God for things that God says we're not to do. So that person should not expect that God is going to give them anything that they've asked for that is against His will. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, the Bible says, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask Him anything according to His will, He hears us." So you see, that goes along with what we read in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9, that if we turn away our ear from hearing the law, our prayer is an abomination to God. This passage says that we have to ask according to God's will. So when a prayer is contrary to something that the Bible teaches, then we cannot expect God to answer that prayer. But there's also the unrevealed part of God's will. And that's where we pray to God. That's where we have patience. That's where we keep praying to Him. And we leave it up to God to do the best for our lives in the particular ways that we might be praying for. So these are some general things about prayer that I wanted to note with you this morning. Now what we're going to do tomorrow morning, Lord willing, is to pick back up here. And we're going to talk more about what the Bible says about prayer, and we hope that you can be tuning in at that time. The disciple asked Jesus here, "Lord, teach us to pray," and we're going to the Bible, and we're saying, "Lord, teach us to pray." Thank you for tuning in today. It's been a joy to study with you. Have a great rest of the day.